History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Tommy Lou Gowerd.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dudes, dogs, damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. Phone number to call, as always, is 888-808-1019. The Yankees lose. They once again lose to a team with a 500 record or better. They're now 3-9 against those teams, but that's not the big story. The big story is Aaron Judge. The big story is what's going on with his status right now. Obviously not in the lineup tonight. And before the game, it started out as a bone bruise shoulder. And then it got changed to his rib area. So that was what we knew going into the game. Started out as a shoulder, then ended up being in his rib area, a bone bruise. After the game, here's all the latest. Aaron Boone was asked about it, and there are no IL plans right now. He is day-to-day, and as Aaron Boone put it, for now. But tomorrow, Aaron Judge is going to see a specialist. He is going to see a specialist because the Yankees want to rule some things out. So, for now, as Aaron Boone put it, Judge is day-to-day. And obviously, you're always going to hold your breath when it comes to any type of situation like this. But especially when it's the captain, especially when it's Aaron Judge, especially when it's a player of this magnitude, a guy that has obviously had some injuries in the past. This is always a situation where, as a franchise, as a fan base, you hold your breath and you hope for the best possible news tomorrow, and that this remains a day-to-day situation where Judge is back in the lineup by the weekend. I think that's a fair. I mean, I don't expect to see him on the field and in the lineup in this series, but if you get him back by the weekend, I think you're thrilled, you're excited, because anytime you start hearing specialists and they want to rule some things out and day-to-day for now, and the plans aren't to put him on the IL at this moment, it's buzzwords that get you a little bit nervous that it could be more of a long-term thing. So you hope for the absolute best, and I think the absolute best would be to have Judge back in the lineup by the weekend. But yeah, anytime you have a situation like this where it's your best player, where it's your franchise, where it's your captain, and he's dealing with something. Now, I don't think it's affecting his play. I mean, is Aaron Judge having a Aaron Judge across the board type of season? No, but he is also having a very good year for most people in the league standards. So I don't think this is necessarily something that's affecting his play per se, but it's obviously something that's bothering him. Seems like it's been bothering him for weeks. He's had a nagging soreness for a couple of weeks now. You want to nip this in the butt. You want to figure out what it is. You want to bring in a specialist, and you want to rule out anything outside of a minor nagging thing that's going to keep him out for a couple of games, where you move past it and it's something that hopefully with some rest it gets better, or it's something that he plays through and it bothers him less and less and less as time goes on. Because it is early in the season still. We've just flipped the calendar to June. It's a situation where there's plenty of baseball left, and much like a Stanton, much like you know, in this spot with Judge, you just want to have these guys healthy, ready to go for the stretch run of the season. And I don't want to speculate on what the injury could be or how long he could possibly be out. I just take things when it comes to injuries day to day until we get clarity from either an MRI, from imaging, from a specialist. So you take things day to day, one step at a time, and you don't want to try to figure out, oh, what it could be. And I know it stinks. As a fan, you have to go to bed tonight. You have to hear my voice as you're either waking up or you go to sleep. And you have to try to block out any kind of thoughts of, whoa, could it be this? Could it be that? You gotta wait. It's the worst part of sports. You know, anytime there's injuries, and we've obviously seen a bunch of injuries, not only with the locals. I mean, the Mets have dealt with a million injuries, but baseball across the board, I feel like there's just been such a rash of injuries. I don't know what to attribute it to. I really don't. You know, it was early on in the season, maybe I would say, oh, well, that the World Baseball Classic and guys didn't get a chance to have their normal routine in spring training, and maybe that has led to some early injuries in the year, but we're way past the World Baseball Classic at this point, and those are only a select few players that played in that tournament. So now, I think to see all these guys across the league get hurt, it's eye-opening. I think everybody is different as far as the situation, but you know, it sucks to see. You know, anytime you turn on a baseball game, you want to see Aaron Judge. You want to see Juan Soto. You don't ever want to have a great player sideline, even if it's for a couple of games, if you are a consumer, if you're going to the ballpark, if you are turning on the television. But it's about the long game, and this is the Yankees' most prized possession. You know Aaron wants to be out there, so for him to not be out there, it's obviously something that you have to bring a specialist in for because he wants to be on the field. I would imagine the Yankees are going to err on the side of caution here, even if they get great news tomorrow. There's no reason at all. I know you're playing a good team, although I'm not really that high on the Guardians. They do some things well. They have some speed. They put the ball in play. But I don't see anything from Cleveland that is going to keep me up at night. I don't see anything from Cleveland that makes me think they're going to go on a run or be a major threat to the Yankees in October, despite what you saw tonight. You just chalk up this to Cam Schlittler, and we'll get to him in a little bit, but just having the worst game of his career. I know you want to beat some good teams. I know that 3-9 against teams with 500 record or better is not something that you want to have on your resume. It's not something that you want to have associated with your team, especially when that has been something that has been stuck to you recently. Well, the Yankees can't beat good teams. So the last thing you want is to have Judge out for a couple games. You have a good team in town. Jose Ramirez is heating up. And if you have a rough couple of games, it's only going to make that record worse. But long term, you want to keep Judge as healthy as humanly possible. Same goes for guys like Stanton. Same goes for guys like Freed. Now with Cole back, anybody that's been dealing with any type of injury, whether it's you had surgery, whether it's nagging injury, perhaps something from a previous situation, whatever the case may be, the Yankees are going to the postseason. They are going to be playing baseball in October. That's really what it's all about. And when you look at, if we can tie in the Knicks here, and we're only 35 or so minutes away from the first time in 27 years that we will have a Knicks finals game. We're just 35 minutes away from that, if I'm doing my math correctly. A little bit more than that, but 37 to be exact, 38. Rosenberg, I haven't seen you. Where were you last night? And already you're giving me the dirty look. We had a big show last night. Huge show. This is finals week, the first time in 27 years. I have an open night, and I don't have my main producer. I didn't get a text from you. I didn't get a phone call. I didn't get any kind of update. I show up here. I haven't done an open night on a Monday. I don't think in weeks. It's been forever. I finally get an opportunity to be here. It's a massive show. Obviously, I crushed it because I do what I do, but I'd like to have my top guys here, and you were nowhere to be found. No note, no email, no carrier pigeon. So what was the deal with that?
I had to get the slide up to Evan and Sean.
Well, why didn't you say no?
I don't say no to slide
up. Well, why
up.
Didn't you say no? Your responsibility is to work on this show. What do you mean? I understand that upper management reaches out, but you don't say, hey, listen, I got to be with Lou Gower. That's my show. That's my compadre. That's my guy. we're going to build something here together.
You can know? You tell me when the Revolutionary War was?
Yes. 1777.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I close? How many years am I off by?
It started in 1775.
Okay,
but
so
the fact that you started with 19.
No, I said that, but obviously, clearly based on my second answer, Rosenberg, my first answer was a slip of the tongue because I was spot on with my second guess. Spot on. Or off by a year or two, but I was in the ballpark. So clearly the first one was more of a
I apologize slip of the for not being here last night as your top guy.
Well, you're not my top guy. You're not my top guy.
Well, you just said you...
No, you're one of my top guys. I didn't say that. I said one of my top guys.
Yes, you did.
I said one of my top guys. You're one of my top guys, and you weren't here. And not even a phone call or a text message or a note about it. Nothing. I just show up for work on Monday night. First Monday night open night, or Big Lugowski, as we call it now, the five-hour after hours. You probably didn't mean... Yeah, see? You don't even know we call it that because you haven't been around
it
forever.
I thought it was a Lugie evening.
No. That's, I hope everybody's having a pleasant Lugie evening. And we call a 5 hour after hours a Big Lugowski. You don't even know this stuff. You're supposed to be one of my top. You're supposed to be one of my top producers, one of my top lieutenants, and you don't know the catchphrases of the show.
I was here when the guy gave you the idea.
Okay, you're distracting me. Bottom line is this: Aaron Judge is going to see a specialist tomorrow. And we hold our breaths as a sports community here. We hold our breaths out there if you are a Yankee fan. This is something that you want to get the best possible news, but I think the Yankees will err on the side of caution no matter what they get because this is their most prized possession. This is Aaron Judge. This is as good as it gets in terms of a baseball player. You'd love to have him every single game of the regular season, but much like the Knicks, like I said, tie them in. 35 minutes away from the clock striking midnight. It will be a day where the Knicks will be playing in the NBA Finals for the first time in 27 years. The Knicks, it was all about the playoffs. It was all about getting to the finals, and now it's all about winning four more games and winning the championship. Same goes for the Yankees. It's all about getting to October. Once they're in October, which they will be, it's World Series and then go from there because it's not a good American League. I don't see any team, whether it's the Rays, whether it's, you can give me anybody, Cleveland, whether it's Seattle, I don't see Toronto, I don't see that major threat to the Yankees. It's about October, it's about getting to a World Series, and then going from there. Just like it was the same thing for the Knicks. In the playoffs, finals, bare minimum, and then...
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
And win a championship. So you got to be as careful as humanly possible when it comes to your most valued and most prized possession. And that, of course, is Aaron Judge. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We will take your calls on the Yankees. Aaron Judge will mix in, obviously, the Knicks huge game tomorrow, to say the least, into the conversation. It's going to be a ton of Knicks. We've been talking Knicks for two straight shows here, really previewing it. The time for previewing is almost done, but we still have another 2.5 hours here on After Hours to talk everything Knicks, Mitchell Robinson's health, et cetera, et cetera. So that's coming up here. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. 1133 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Paul Rosenberg is our Josh Hartnett.
Oh, boy. Loogie! Hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Loogie evening out there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call, as we are now 27 minutes from the clock striking midnight, which means 27 years of waiting is finally up, and we will be in the same day that a Knicks finals game will take place. That's what's going to happen in 27 minutes. Not literally the game, but the day midnight strikes, and we will be in that day that the Knicks will be playing a finals game. 27 years in the making. I will be on tomorrow night after the Yankee game, after the post game. We got a super long game tonight. You can't bank on that every night. So in all likelihood, you're going to get me on the air doing my very best to focus on not just watching the game and reacting to the game. Because you can't do play-by-play, as we've found out through the years here. So I can't sit here and literally tell you what's happening. I could react to what's happening, but I also have to talk. I can't just sit here and go, ooh, yes, awesome, woo. It's not visual. I mean, there is some visual components of this when they put a video out, but radio is mostly audio. It's not a watch party. And I'm the only one here, so I can't just sit here and go, yeah! I can, as I'm talking about the Yankees and talking about the Mets or whatever I'm talking about. But that's what you have to look forward to tomorrow night. And then, of course, once the game wraps up, which I figure around 8:40, that game will tip around 8:40. Let's do quick math here, 9:40, 10:40. I'm going to say a little bit after 11, the game wraps up. We'll have all your calls, all my instant reaction going at 2 a.m. So hours and hours on here on After Hours. Game one, Knicks Spurs. Not only the or when I get distracted. Only Rosenberg knows when I get distracted. It's tough. I mean, I remember I was on the air. I've been on the air for now regular season baseball games. It is what it is. It depends on where we're at, kind of with the Mets in terms of, you know, focus getting lost or whatever the case may be. But when I've been on the air for some of these games that are even like the national championship in football or game one of the Western Conference Finals, I find myself almost drifting off into the game as a sports fan. And then I got to realize I'm on the greatest radio station in the world. There's millions of people listening. I have to get myself back to what I was talking about. Although I think it's just real to say I'm watching the game. Anybody that knows me, they're going to tune in tomorrow night and go, Lugauer's watching the game. So whatever he's putting out there on the air is gravy. House money, basically. You know, as long as I don't do that, I think everybody would understand. Or there's not dead air. Or even worse, Rosenberg talking, which I think he's off tomorrow, thank God for all of us. You know, he's basically out. He was out yesterday, he took a day off, and then tomorrow he'll be off as well.
Did you give your prediction?
What are you, nuts? You don't know? Are you aware? Do you have a pulse back there? Yes, I gave my prediction. Did I give it tonight yet? No, but I've given it a million times.
So I'm assuming it's Knicks sweep.
Don't assume anything. Don't assume anything. It's Knicks in five. Are you not paying attention to what goes on the show? Yeah, in five.
What happened to the confidence?
What do you mean the confidence? That's five games. That's great confidence.
It's a sweep.
No, I'm confident they're going to win in five. I'm confident. Just like I said, now remember, I did Knicks in five in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I modified it to Knicks in four after game one.
Yes, perhaps that I was here for.
Perhaps I do that again. I don't know. But everybody in the planet is saying either six or seven. I went five because I feel like it's going to be five. Spurs will get a game. They'll get one game, but I think they're going to get demolished and smashed in most of them, and the Knicks will roll to a five-game series victory, first chip in over 50-plus years, and the parade is going to be bonkers. Let's go to Barry in Lakewood. What's up, Barry?
Loogie, you're the best.
What do you hear? What do you say? What's up, Barry?
Loogie. I want to hear about Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah.
Tell me if he's playing, bro. I can't watch the game if he's not in it.
He'll be playing.
He'll be fine? Loogie, tell me he's going to be okay, Loogie.
He's going to be better than okay. He's going to be glorious. I expect him to be out there. He was out practicing today. It was our first look at the pinky. Listen, this is the NBA Finals. He's the longest tenured Nick. It's a broken pinky. It's not a torn quad
or something like that. This guy's been waiting years for this.
Correct. He's going to be out there.
And you take the freaking finger.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he has to lose a pinky. I mean, he had surgery. I don't think we have to do any kind of amputation. I think it's one of those spots where it's pain management, and he'll be out there.
Loogie, I know we're on the Knicks. I know that everyone's pumped for this Knicks game. Lugie, I want to hear what you think if the Knicks are going to sweep, like you're saying, after five games. What do you think the parade's going to look like after?
Well, that's going to be the biggest party in the history of the city, a city known for its parties. It'll be the biggest sports parade that we've ever had. It's generations of Knicks fans that have been waiting for this moment. And not only Knicks fans, but you get the casuals or the bandwagon people or those that just want to be at a party. They want to be at a celebration. They want to be at an event. That's what New York City is. It's an event town. It's going to be a parade of a lifetime. It's going to last, not the parade itself, but the party will last for days and days and days, probably even weeks, because this is something that we've all been waiting for. It will be the biggest celebration in the history of New York sports.
Right, Lugie, last question.
Yeah.
I love the Knicks. I just want to say one thing about the Yankees, if you had the same idea as me. I feel like the Yankees are missing Gary Sanchez.
No, they're not. But, they're not missing Gary Sanchez, but Austin Wells is obviously not the answer. And we've talked about Wells a lot. By the way, Paul Goldschmidt, I mean, he's Barry Bonds against lefties. It's unbelievable, this guy. And I love Goldschmidt. You know, I've talked about him a lot on this show. It feels like every time I come on after a Yankee game, he is just tearing the cover off the ball. And he had another monster performance. He's been red hot. Paul Goldschmidt right now is peak prime Paul Goldschmidt. And Goldie, if I can call you Goldie, Paul Goldschmidt is having, or you could say, is a borderline Hall of Famer. Like, he's had a borderline Hall of Fame career. And right now, he is in the prime of his career in terms of his production. Obviously, in the latter stages of it, but the performance as of late, not just against lefties, but just overall, has been through the roof. He's been unbelievable. 7 RBIs for Austin Wells. 7. It's June. 7. So I don't think they miss Gary Sanchez, or maybe they do because they miss anybody that is competent at the catcher position. Look, Austin Wells is not going to be the guy in the second half of the year. The Yankees are going to be as patient as humanly possible here because they don't really have any other options. J.C. Ascar is not a major leaguer. I know Aaron Boone wants to tell you he's a top 15 catcher in the sport. He's not, because if he was, he'd be playing, and they wouldn't be utilizing Wells here as a starter. The Yankees are going to be patient. They'll see what's going on by the deadline if Wells somehow turns it around, because you do like the defense, and he has had productive moments, we'll call it. I mean, even last year when he hit 21 home runs, he batted 219. And then other than that, he hasn't been a very productive player. But 21-71 last year, 21 homers, 71 RBIs. From a catcher, that's good. But the 219 batting average, he's a 218 lifetime hitter, 178 this year. 178 with 7 RBIs. 4 homers, 7 RBIs. You're the starting catcher for the Yankees. You play in a favorable park. You're in a lineup that does nothing but score runs, hit home runs. They have games where they, like on Sunday, where they had, you know, 13 runs in an inning. They could bully pitchers around. And Wells is sitting here with anemic numbers. He's the worst offensive catcher in the sport. And I think the Yankees will move on from him if he doesn't turn this around by the deadline. How could you not? This can't be your starting catcher. And this idea of, well, you got Rice, you got Bellinger, you got Judge, of course, you got Stan. There should be no dead outs in the Yankee order. This is the Yankees. When did it become acceptable for like 2 or 3 hitters to be hitting under 200 and somehow that's okay? It's not okay, especially when you get to October and you start swimming in the deep end of the pool. And every game is critical and it matters. You can't have guys giving you nothing at bats. 888-808-1019. Is the phone number to call. Let's go to Matt in Bayside here on After Hours with Tommy Lugauer. What's happening there, Matt?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing? First time calling your show.
Great. Appreciate you, man. Thanks.
I like you at the 2 p.m. hour, and I'm glad you got your own thing going on.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to give you a slate of the teams that I follow, and I want you to find the outlier. I am a New Jersey Devils fan.
Okay.
A Jets fan, okay. And a Yankees fan.
Okay.
And a Boston Celtics fan.
Okay, Celtics fan. That's interesting. And you're really, in a lot of ways, all over the map here. Devils, Jets, Yankees, Celtics. That is so here's the deal. The Jets are obviously the team that, I don't know if you, because the Devils, they don't get a lot of respect in this town, but they've certainly won a lot of cups. The Yankees speaks for themselves. The Celtics are as successful a franchise in the NBA that you'll see. And then you have the Jets. Now, does that cockiness and probably bravado that you have with the other three teams, does that cross over into the Jets? Or are the Jets kind of like your mistake, and you're like, oh, I guess I'm a Jet fan, and I got to, you know, root for this football team every fall that stinks? What's kind of the feeling there?
Yeah, honestly, the Jets are definitely probably the worst, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we bring back quarterbacks that, you know, think are going to change. I don't know. I'm not really hoping anything from the Jets season. But so I was born in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
I grew up in the Lower East Side of Manhattan and parts of Jersey City. And I'm only a Boston Celtics fan because I have three brothers. We're gamers. We've been gamers our whole life. And we played NBA Live on the GameCube. And
yeah, GameCube. There's a blast from the past. Very nice.
Yeah. For those who know, I always picked the Boston Celtics. Can't tell you why. And ever since I started watching basketball, that's just the team that I followed. What I will say about the Knicks is it really pissed me off that we lose to Philly and the Knicks sweep them as if they were just the easiest team on the world to beat. So that was kind of a hard pill for me to swallow.
Especially Matt, because I think the world, especially on Boston's end, was waiting for the rematch, for Tatum to be healthy, to get the Knicks Celtics again. It looked like we were headed towards that. And then obviously the Celtics, you know, really in part blew the series, and the Sixers in part won the series. And we ultimately didn't get that showdown in the second round of the playoffs this year.
I do think that you guys, I think the Knicks still would have beat us.
Yes.
But we wouldn't have got swept.
Yeah, I don't think you would have laid down, Matt. I don't think you would have quit, and I appreciate the call, bud. Hopefully more to come. But I said it all year. I thought the Knicks matched up well against Boston. Their front court is not good, and that's understandable. I mean, you got rid of KP. You got rid of Horford. You got rid of Kornet, who the Knicks will see in the finals here on the Spurs. Tatum was coming off of a major injury. And I've been saying, I said that all year. I'm like, is Jason Tatum, look, it's remarkable that he's going to come back, but what percentage is he going to be? And is he going to be able to hold up? And obviously he wasn't able to. And then couple that with the bad front court, I think the Knicks would have had a very easy time. Maybe not a sweep, but five games, probably. I mean, that just especially the way the Knicks are playing right now and how connected they are. I don't think the Celtics would have stood a chance. I don't think the Pistons would have stand a chance. And I don't think the Spurs are going to stand a chance. That's why I have the Knicks in five. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is a Loogie here in the late night. We'll get back to your calls. I see everybody lined up. Yankees, Knicks. People want to talk about the Mets as well. They're out in Seattle for game two of their series with the Mariners. We'll have full coverage after that game wraps up. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. 11:51 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie, those are some of the sounds, guttural sounds that you'll hear tomorrow night. After the Yankee game, not from Emmanuel on the post game, but after Emmanuel on the post game, when I'm on the air, in all likelihood, during game one of the NBA Finals, which, look, I'm a professional. I pride myself on being professional. I pride myself on not telling you what I'm watching on the television screen because, look, I just think it's you got to do the show. You don't want to be distracted. But there are times and there are sports moments and there are these level of games where it's going to be extremely, extremely difficult for me not to be sitting here going, Now, hopefully the Knicks are up 50, but I'll still be peacocking and celebrating, but I'll be less distracted. If the game is super close and we're in the fourth quarter, it is going to be extremely difficult for me to do anything but react to the game, which should make for great radio, to be honest with you. I mean, I could sit here and talk about whatever you want, but seeing, in this case, hearing me react, I think will be very much worth the price of admission. But we're only 7 minutes away from the clock striking midnight, and we have now entered, at that point, for the first time in 27 years, a day in which the Knicks will be playing a finals game. That's obviously a massive story. The other huge story is the situation involving Aaron Judge. Here's the latest. Aaron Boone after the game, and he is dealing with a bone bruise in his rib area. Judge will see a specialist tomorrow because the Yankees want to rule a few things out. Judge is day-to-day, quote, for now. That's from Aaron Boone. So day-to-day for now. I think the Yankees are going to be very, very cautious, even if they get the best possible news tomorrow. I don't think you see Judge in this series. Best case, you see him over the weekend. And obviously, Yankee fans and the Yankees themselves are on pins and needles, hoping for the absolute best for Aaron Judge. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We will get to those calls coming up. We've got 2 hours to do it. Knicks. Game one of the NBA Finals. We are only 6 minutes away from the clock striking midnight. It is After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.